From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Tonight is John Kerry's night at the Democratic National Convention in Boston. The Massachusetts senator will accept the party's nomination and give the most important speech of his political career. Our colleague Melissa Block talked with delegates to the convention about what they want to hear from their nominee.
Bleary-eyed from long nights of speeches and parties, delegates flutter tambourines that say, "Shake up the White House." And they hope that John Kerry's speech tonight starts the seismic shift. David Caldwell is a steelworker and delegate from Columbus, Ohio.
Everybody knows how much George Bush has screwed the nation up. I don't think we need to hammer him over the head with that anymore. What I've been wanting to hear is talk about what we're going to do in the future and how we're going to make things better for my children, and I just recently became a grandfather, so my grandson, I want things to be better for him too.
Stephen Cook from Morgantown, West Virginia, says Kerry shouldn't shy away from talking about his record, 20 years in the U.S. Senate.
He has a long record of having supported the kinds of issues that the American public are supportive of. He's in favor of enforcing the trade agreements that we have in place. He's in favor of not exporting jobs, but creating jobs, good jobs, jobs that pay a living wage. He's in favor of the kinds of things that I think the vast majority of the American public support.
And if that doesn't sound like the stuff of an electrifying speech, that's okay by Delegate Bernita Sims of High Point, North Carolina. She says John Kerry shouldn't worry about loosening up his image.
I think what we have is what we have. And I think sometimes when you try to work outside the box that you're in, it kind of gets difficult. So I think what he needs to do is concentrate on being John Kerry, concentrate on bringing the message, because that's what brought him to the dance. So I think at this point he just needs to be who he is, be what he is, and then concentrate on, you know, bringing the message, you know, and that's all we can ask for.
Of course, John Kerry has a lock on these votes. His mission tonight will be trying to connect with undecided voters, watching and listening at home. A new poll from the National Annenberg Election Survey shows that undecided, persuadable voters see John Kerry as more knowledgeable, more caring, and less reckless than President Bush. But ask who's a strong leader, and the persuadable voters favor the president. So no doubt tonight's speech will echo with the buzzword of this convention, strength. Campaign advisor Michael Meehan, who's worked for John Kerry for 20 years, says the nominee has written the speech the way he always has, with pen and paper.
He's best when he just takes his notepad, sits by the water, sits outside, and begins writing longhand.
What's the biggest challenge here? I mean, we all know what's in the ads, the bio, all that stuff's out there. What's the challenge of making this speech sound different from everything everybody already knows about John Kerry?
Well, the challenge is try to have America see the kind of John Kerry that the people up close to him see, his daughters, his crewmates. And he's going to explain to America, you know, what his values are, what he believes in.
And strong talk of values is what Mike Lowry of Milwaukee, Wisconsin wants to hear. He was a Howard Dean supporter, now a Kerry delegate.
I want him to be frank. I want him to be blunt. I want him to say, this is America that cares about other people. An America of compassion, an America of peace, not weakness, but peace.
Cindy Lenhart from Pendleton, New York, is sporting a button that says, "It's up to the women." She's a member of the United Auto Workers, and she hopes to hear a strong message on labor tonight.
I want to hear him talk about good-paying jobs for Americans first. And we are not healthy at the core until everyone that can work wants to work is working at good paying jobs. And I think, you know, I think everybody's going to be pleasantly surprised. There's rumors that there's going to be some surprise. Can't wait. Can't wait.
Huh. Maybe he'll bring out his guitar.
Well, so the saxophone worked for Bill.
We ran that convention surprise rumor by Kerry advisor Michael Meehan.
If I told you, then it wouldn't be a surprise, right?
Is there a surprise?
We hope so.
We hope so, or we know there is one and just wait and see what it is.
We hope so.
Is it a surprise from John Kerry himself?
If you open up the present before, then it won't be a surprise, will it?
After 4 days of a very conventional convention, with no squabbles and tight adherence to the party line, even a hint of a surprise is tantalizing indeed. Melissa Block, NPR News, Boston.